This video just popped up on my For You page. It has 33 million views and quite a lot of likes and also a lot of comments. They're very angry because the topic of the video is that this woman had to bury her dog on Mount Everest. Her dog did not make it from base camp to the top, and the dog died, and they buried the dog in the snow on Mount Everest. And people are saying, man, you killed your dog. This is so beyond wrong. And weirdly, though, liked by the creator? It's the rare double bait. It's half people liking the video out of sympathy for the dog, and half people commenting on the video out of anger and outrage at the death of this dog that did not need to die. On an account that has millions of views on many different videos, all of which are made by Sora. So RIP Ruddy, the dog that never existed, and RIP my brain. Perhaps this is worth saying, though, at this point, perhaps not. The things that you see turn you into you and give you your experiences and like perspectives on the world. And it's not good if those things are fake. So if you see stuff, like if stuff that like makes people really angry does well, and people can just like make things that make people angry, then those people are going to be angrier, and they're going to be more hopeless, and they're going to be more angry, and they're going to be more nihilistic, and they're going to think that everything is bad. The more we see stuff about how everything is bad, the better the algorithms do, because we start to dislike each other more, and we spend less time with each other, and we get alienated from each other. We're like radicalized onto the phone. I don't know. Like outrage bait that's fake with 33 million views, that's like a tenth of America that now like has this picture in their head of like a shitty thing that a person did, but it wasn't even fucking real. Like, we're gonna lose, like, the computers are gonna make us lose faith in each other, and it won't even have been intentional.